Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The transformation of Boston's Museum of Fine Arts is now a reality. This weekend, the museum is inviting guests into its new Art of the Americas wing, which includes 53 galleries of American art and culture. This ambitious $504 million project has been a priority for MFA Director Malcolm Rogers since he arrived in Boston 16 years ago. It's the capstone of his effort to make the museum more accessible. Now, that effort has had its share of critics over the years, which was one of the things we asked Rogers about when we met with him to talk about how this new wing changed him, as well as the MFA.
The traditional museum building can look like a palace or a bank building or sometimes like a prison. What I wanted was to create a building where people could glimpse works of art inside, but more important, perhaps, they could see people like themselves wandering around with their kids, with strollers, in relaxed clothing, you know, dispelling some of the mystique about what it's like to be in a museum building, and of course, more generally, saying welcome.
Now, you've called this project central to your career. But why is that?
I mean, it can't be this big and not be central. You're building a new Museum of American Art, in effect, accompanied by a huge fundraising campaign. So for the last decade, I've really been centered on that vision and making it happen as a practical reality. It was very clear to me that some of our strongest collections were our American collections, and yet they weren't so well displayed.
American art, though, isn't always considered a big draw for museums, is it?
Perhaps that's because they don't present it satisfactorily. I mean, we have really worked hard to, first of all, make the art look as good as it can. Mm-hmm. So many works have been conserved. Then they're beautifully displayed in the galleries, beautifully lit. And I think the big message is, think again if you haven't been looking at these. And my passion is to bring things out of storage and to use them, to make sure that people see the treasures that we have.
In your tenure in Boston, you started 16 years ago. There have been a couple of times that people have said that you created controversy with some exhibits, the car exhibit, for example. Is this appropriate for an art museum and things like that?
I like people to talk about us. You can't make an omelet without breaking eggs. There has to be some change. Some people are less receptive to change, but something that I've been trying to do is make the museum more approachable through some original, some more popular, some more controversial programming. But key to all this is extending a welcome to a broader audience.
Is there another museum in the country that you think does that very well and you'd like the Museum of Fine Arts to sort of model itself after?
I want the Museum of Fine Arts to be a model for other museums, and I believe it is, and I'll say no more than that.
You're not going to give me anything on that one, no?
I'm not. I'm very proud of what we're doing, and I think, for instance, the whole concept of dealing with North, South, and Central America is rare in America, and yet when you think of all the strands that go to make up American society today, isn't it appropriate that we look at the continent as a whole?
Now, you know, it might strike some people as funny almost. You're a Briton saying this, that we should be proud of this American art and we should be showcasing it in such a spectacular way as this.
What on earth makes you think I'm a Briton? I became an American in 2003.
You did, but why?
Well, I don't think you could embark on a project as big as this, demanding such commitment from the community in Boston without being a stakeholder yourself. And to me, this was an important symbolic thing, that I am part of what's going on and fully vested in what's going on.
You became an American citizen because of this project.
That's right. Well, America's been very kind to me, even amidst the controversy. And I wanted to say thank you in some sort of way.
I think a lot of people might say, you know, the past 10 years, some of them were good, but certainly these last few years, we've been in a recession, and you've been able to do this very successful $500 million fundraising campaign to pull this off. Why do you think you were able to do that?
First of all, I think to ask people to invest in the institution, you have to have a record of fiscal responsibility. So I think I've convinced people the museum is well run. Secondly, and this is even more critical, you have to have a vision that people believe in.
You know, I read about one painting that came out of storage, the painting by Thomas Sully.
Oh, of Washington crossing the Delaware. It's virtually the biggest picture in our collection, hidden away for quite some time.
How big is it?
Let me guess. I suppose outside its frame, it's probably about 20 feet by 14, something like that.
Wow. And so it's bigger than the one we commonly think of when we think of Washington crossing the Delaware, and that's the one in the Metropolitan.
Yes, it's bigger than that, and it really it's floor to ceiling in one of the grandest galleries in the New Wing. It is spectacular. You really enter into the painting.
So it's almost like a competition with New York, maybe.
Where, New York?
What is New York?
You know, Boston. Boston is a magical place. It's so particularly its own. It's so historic. Our collections are absolutely a reflection of Boston history and Boston taste. And in this case, you know, we're making Boston magnificently itself.
Thank you very much for being with us at this very, very busy time for you, and good luck.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Malcolm Rogers is director of the Museum of Fine Arts Boston. The new Art of the Americas wing opens to the press this weekend and to the public on November 20th.